Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Investors urged to support agro-processing. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Accountant General's Department has relocated from Public Building West King Street to the Oceana Hotel Building, 2 to 4 Church Street, Kingston. Our business hours remain Monday to Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Accountant General's Department may still be contacted at 922-832-027, email info at treasury.gov.jm, website treasury.gov.jm, and via WhatsApp 818-6583. We apologize for any inconvenience our relocation may have caused. The Accountant General's Department, sir. Service with excellence, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Investors with supply chain and logistic experience are being encouraged to provide much-needed support in marketing and value-added processing to the agricultural sector. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says this assistance would go a far way in boosting the sector and helping the country achieve economic growth. Mr. Hutchinson was speaking at the recent handover ceremony for 7 agro-processing facilities by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, to the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, in St. Elizabeth. The 7 multi-use agro-processing incubators were constructed to meet local and international manufacturing requirements. The facilities, valued at approximately $208 million, were constructed and equipped by JASIF through the World Bank-funded Rural Economic Development Initiative, READY. They are located in Westmoreland, Hanover, St. James, Trelawney, St. Mary, St. Catherine, and St. Elizabeth. The incubators will be managed and operated by RADA and are available for use by individuals or groups for the manufacture of a range of products, including juices, chips, sauces, jams, and jellies. Space will also be provided in each facility for caterers to prepare for events. Consumers are being encouraged to use the Consumer Affairs Commission CAC's Price Inquiry tool located on its website to assist with shopping for agricultural products. The CAC used data posted on the Jamaica Agricultural Market Information System website to carry out an analysis of 9 agricultural goods. CAC Chairman Kent Gammon says the items include green cabbage, callaloo, carrot, escallion, Irish potato, sweet potato, iceberg lettuce, and tomatoes.
The results show that some products, at least 4 of the 8 products, experienced increases from 25 to 69% and significant increases of over 70% in the week following the particularly heavy rains that we experienced in May.
The CAC will continue to monitor the prices of these products, especially cabbage, escallion, and plummy tomatoes, which have continued to increase. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you love licky licky, part we burn your finger. Translation, if you love pickings, your fingers will get burnt. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Calling young people 15 to 29 years old. Nominations are now open for the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence. Categories include agriculture, arts and culture, entrepreneurship, leadership, sports, science and technology, environmental protection. There's also a Jamaica 55 commemorative category for youth engaged in community-based volunteerism. Access nomination forms at youthjamaica.com, moe.gov.jm, or at youth information centers island-wide. For more information, email info at youthjamaica.com or call 978-7654 or 978 5347. Nominations close August 31.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, be cautious of gifts and bribes. They could land you in trouble. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.